Part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about cooking. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at Part 3. Speaker 1.
I'm an engineer who just happens to enjoy cooking whenever I get the chance. And if I do say so myself, I'm pretty good at it, which comes as quite a surprise to most people I meet. They see cooking as something totally different from what I do professionally. They may be right in some respects, but I can see many similarities. Building requires careful planning with a strict timing schedule, and I think the same is true of cooking. By that I mean you have to get ingredients on and off the heat or into and out of the oven at the right time if you want to serve up a tasty meal for friends and family. It's pretty much the same procedure as when you have to pour cement or concrete at the correct time to create a solid structure.
Speaker 2.
I'm all for using cookery books to learn how to cook. But if you use the same recipe over and over again, you're going to get bored at mealtimes. So what you've got to do when you cook is experiment. I suppose you've got to use your imagination to do this, just as writers have to make changes in their novels so that they're not all the same. They obviously retain their unique style, but what they present to the reader is new and interesting. It's the same in cooking, when the taste of the meal is different because of the alterations made to the original recipe.
Speaker 3.
I learned to cook by following the instructions in a cookery book. My cooking wasn't that good at first. In fact, I'd go as far as to say that some of the meals I made were almost inedible. I wasn't discouraged, though, because I'd half expected such results without anyone to guide me. Although I'm quite a good cook now, I think I'd have found cooking more rewarding much sooner if I'd had someone to give me the benefit of their wisdom in the kitchen right from the start. Don't get me wrong, I'm a fan of cookery books, and they've been particularly useful when I'm cooking for a party or for the whole family on special occasions.
Speaker 4.
When do I cook? Most of the time it's when I'm hungry and there's nothing in the fridge that just needs heating up. That sounds terrible, doesn't it? But the fact is that I don't often have the time to cook a proper meal, which is a shame really, because I can cook. When I do have time, which is normally during one of my rare holidays, I like inviting friends round for a meal. I'm usually complimented on my cooking, and when this happens, I'm far more satisfied than when I'm sitting there alone in the kitchen saying to myself, that was tasty.
Speaker 5. Unlike a lot of people, I don't get influenced by films. But when I saw the one about cooking called Julia and Julia, I was curious to find out why cooking was such a big deal. I began to read cookery books, and it didn't take long for my cooking to reach a much higher standard. With this improvement came increased satisfaction. I was able to see how you can become passionate about something and how you can be fueled by your success. This had never happened to me before, because whenever I'd taken up a sport or hobby, my enthusiasm quickly disappeared, as soon as I found out it wasn't my cup of tea. Now you'll hear Part 3 again. Speaker 1.
I'm an engineer who just happens to enjoy cooking whenever I get the chance. And if I do say so myself, I'm pretty good at it, which comes as quite a surprise to most people I meet. They see cooking as something totally different from what I do professionally. They may be right in some respects, but I can see many similarities. Building requires careful planning with a strict timing schedule, and I think the same is true of cooking. By that I mean you have to get ingredients on and off the heat, or into and out of the oven at the right time if you want to serve up a tasty meal for friends and family. It's pretty much the same procedure as when you have to pour cement or concrete at the correct time to create a solid structure.
Speaker 2.
I'm all for using cookery books to learn how to cook. But if you use the same recipe over and over again, you're going to get bored at mealtimes. So what you've got to do when you cook is experiment. I suppose you've got to use your imagination to do this, just as writers have to make changes in their novels so that they're not all the same. They obviously retain their unique style, but what they present to the reader is new and interesting. It's the same in cooking, when the taste of the meal is different because of the alterations made to the original recipe.
Speaker 3.
I learnt to cook by following the instructions in a cookery book. My cooking wasn't that good at first. In fact, I'd go as far as to say that some of the meals I made were almost inedible. I wasn't discouraged, though, because I'd half expected such results without anyone to guide me. Although I'm quite a good cook now, I think I'd have found cooking more rewarding much sooner if I'd had someone to give me the benefit of their wisdom in the kitchen right from the start. Don't get me wrong, I'm a fan of cookery books, and they've been particularly useful when I'm cooking for a party or for the whole family on special occasions.
Speaker 4.
When do I cook? Most of the time it's when I'm hungry and there's nothing in the fridge that just needs heating up. That sounds terrible, doesn't it? But the fact is that I don't often have the time to cook a proper meal, which is a shame really, because I can cook. When I do have time, which is normally during one of my rare holidays, I like inviting friends round for a meal. I'm usually complimented on my cooking, and when this happens, I'm far more satisfied than when I'm sitting there alone in the kitchen saying to myself, that was tasty.
Speaker 5. Unlike a lot of people, I don't get influenced by films. But when I saw the one about cooking called Julia and Julia, I was curious to find out why cooking was such a big deal. I began to read cookery books, and it didn't take long for my cooking to reach a much higher standard. With this improvement came increased satisfaction. I was able to see how you can become passionate about something, and how you can be fueled by your success. This had never happened to me before, because whenever I'd taken up a sport or hobby, my enthusiasm quickly disappeared, as soon as I found out it wasn't my cup of tea. That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.